Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. Also, what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. We've got him on the line now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in our island skies after sunset. Mars will be setting early in the west around 9 p.m., but Jupiter and Saturn can be seen all the way through till the early morning. The moon this week will be waning, meaning a return to dark skies here in the islands, perfect for stargazing.
Now, you've got an update on a big story that relates to one of the planets that you were just mentioning.
Yeah, and specifically, it's the ringed planet, Saturn, and its icy moon, Enceladus. For almost two decades, the Cassini spacecraft has been touring the Saturn system and performing the most detailed studies in history of Saturn, its system of rings, and its moons. The latest batch of data to have been analyzed by scientists here on the Earth may indicate that the moon Enceladus may very well be suitable for life.
Now, this may not be a huge surprise to folks if they've checked out stories relating to the topic in the news, and certainly we've been talking about this at different points on Stargazer. So what is this latest development that's got people excited?
Well, Cassini has performed some daredevil dives into the geysers erupting from beneath the icy surface of the moon. And in some cases, it's gotten to within 30 miles of the moon's surface. That's about the distance from Hilo to Volcano National Park. What Cassini found was evidence of molecular hydrogen, H2, which is a key energy source for many organisms in the oceans of our own Earth.
So this might be a source for energy in an ocean under Enceladus.
Absolutely, that's the theory. And this new data that's just been obtained has given that theory a huge boost in credibility.
And as we've previously reported on Stargazer, time's running out for Cassini, right? Mission is going to end soon with a big plunge.
Oh yeah, it is indeed. Unfortunately, Cassini's epic voyage is almost over, and it is set to go out with a bang. We will be covering the final dramatic flight of Cassini as it flies through Saturn's rings and ends its mission in a fiery plunge into Saturn's atmosphere later on in the year.
And maybe even learning some more new stuff like today as we progress on that journey. Appreciate the report. Thank you so much, Christopher Phillips.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.